Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we are going to be looking at AI for content creation.
Oh, exciting!
But, you know, don't worry. We're not expecting you to be a tech whiz or anything like that.
Right.
This is all about just making things easier for you, especially if you're in network marketing or multi-level marketing or affiliate marketing, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to be focusing specifically on Chapter 6 of AI Affiliate Network Marketing, which is like a cheat sheet, basically, for AI.
Okay, awesome.
For content creation.
Yeah.
So are you ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
I think a lot of people, when they hear AI, they kind of freak out a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too.
But it really is all about simplifying things and making your life easier.
Yeah, you can think of it like having a team of assistants behind the scenes helping you create all this awesome content.
Okay, that's a much less scary way to put it.
Yeah.
Before we jump into all the AI stuff, though.
Sure.
Can we just take a second to remember why content is so important, especially for those of us in network marketing and those adjacent businesses?
Absolutely. Content is still king.
Yes.
And queen.
And queen.
It's how you build that trust and connect with your audience.
Yeah.
It's really like inviting people into your world, showing them who you are, what you stand for, and why they should trust you with their time and their money.
It's really about building that relationship.
Exactly.
Not just shouting about your products.
Yeah.
So that's where AI comes in.
Yeah.
Because it helps us to make that amazing content.
Yes.
But without spending hours and hours on it.
Right.
Like imagine writing a blog post in like minutes.
Oh my God.
Or having all your social media posts planned out for you.
Yes.
It's like a dream.
Amazing.
I feel like I'm always battling writer's block.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to like blog posts. Product descriptions.
The worst.
I just stare at that blank page and I'm like, what am I doing?
I know. It can be so intimidating.
I know.
But there are AI tools out there to help us.
Okay, tell me more.
So one that's highlighted in Chapter 6 is Jasper AI.
Okay.
Have you heard of that one?
I have heard of it.
Yeah, it uses something called natural language processing, or NLP, to basically understand what you want to write about and then create content that sounds like a human wrote it.
NLP, that sounds very technical.
It is, but I can explain it a little more simply.
Please do.
So basically, you're teaching a computer to understand how we speak.
Right.
It's not just the words themselves, but like the meaning behind them, the tone, the style, all of that.
Okay.
That's essentially what NLP does.
Okay.
So you can basically tell Jasper you want to write a product review for a new weight loss shake you're promoting, and it can generate a first draft for you in minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
And it won't sound like a robot wrote it.
No, it's designed to mimic human writing style. So it's natural and engaging, and you can go in and edit it if you want to.
Okay.
To make sure it sounds like you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So that's Jasper for blog posts and product descriptions. Mm-hmm. What about for social media, though? I feel like I'm always like, oh my gosh, I need to post something.
I know social media can be a full-time job.
It is a full-time job.
But thankfully, there are tools for that too.
Oh, good.
One that the book mentions is Lately.
Lately.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a social media manager like right in your pocket.
Oh, wow.
It can analyze what's already working for you.
Okay.
Find trending topics and even like suggest content ideas that are tailored to your audience.
So I'm not just posting randomly.
Yeah.
I'm posting things that are actually going to connect with people.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And some AI tools can even schedule your posts for you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I can set it and forget it.
Pretty much.
My stress levels are already decreasing.
I know, right?
This is great.
It's a huge time saver.
What about video content though?
Yeah.
Video is so powerful, but creating it can be intimidating.
It can be, but luckily AI can help us with that too.
Okay.
One tool the chapter talks about is Lumen 5.
Lumen 5.
Yeah, have you heard of that one?
I've heard of that one.
So you can basically take a blog post that you've already written and feed it into this tool and it'll turn it into a video.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, with music transitions, everything.
So I could take like that product review that I wrote with Jasper and turn it into a video for YouTube or Instagram.
Yes, exactly.
My mind is blown.
It's so easy.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is all great. I'm creating all this amazing content.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I make sure people actually see it?
That's where content distribution comes in.
Okay.
And again, AI is here to help us.
Okay, good.
So there are tools that can automatically share your content across different platforms, like social media, email.
So I don't have to copy and paste everything everywhere?
No.
Oh my gosh.
So the book mentions Zapier as a good example.
Okay.
It basically connects all your different tools together and automates that sharing process.
So I could literally create a piece of content and it's just going everywhere.
Pretty much.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
AI is like the cheat code.
It kind of is.
But there are so many different tools.
Right.
Where do I even begin?
That's a great question and something we'll definitely talk about more in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, sounds good.
We've covered a lot of ground, but this is just the tip of the iceberg.
I can't wait to dive deeper after the break.
Me too. You know, it's funny, we often think about AI like these big futuristic concepts.
Right.
But it's really the like practical everyday applications that I find the most exciting, especially for a network marketer.
Absolutely.
So like, who wouldn't want to automate those tedious marketing tasks that suck up all your time?
Seriously.
Right.
Give me all the automation.
Exactly. And chapter 6 actually goes beyond content creation and dives into this world of AI-powered marketing automation.
Okay.
Which is basically using AI to streamline all your efforts, boost your results, and ultimately free up more time to focus on building relationships and growing your business.
Okay. I like where this is going. Sign me up.
Right.
But where do we even begin? Like, what are some practical ways we can use AI for this marketing automation?
Well, email marketing is a prime example. Sure. Remember how we talked about personalizing content?
Yeah.
AI can take that to the next level by helping you create these really tailored email campaigns that resonate with each individual subscriber.
So instead of just sending out the same email to everyone on my list, I could actually like segment my audience and send them messages that are actually interesting to them.
Think about it. You've got people on your list who are like fitness fanatics.
Right.
Others who are passionate about skincare and some who are all about those delicious, healthy snacks you offer.
Right. Different people, different interests.
Yeah.
Different needs.
Exactly. And AI can actually help you group them based on like past purchases or website activity or even how they interact with your social media posts.
Wow. Okay. That's way more sophisticated than anything I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I'm sending out like a monthly newsletter and that's about it.
I think a lot of us are in the same boat. But AI can help us like break free from that one size fits all approach.
Okay.
And create campaigns that actually convert.
So it's not just about segmenting my audience.
Right.
It's also about maybe like timing those emails.
Yes.
Like figuring out the best time to send them so people actually open them.
Exactly. It takes the guesswork out of it by analyzing your audience's behavior and determining when they're most engaged.
Oh, that would be so helpful.
Right.
Because I'm always like, is this the right time to send an email? No.
No.
Just let AI handle it.
Okay. So email marketing officially sorted.
Check.
What about social media, though?
Yes.
We talked about AI for content creation.
Right.
But can it actually help us manage our social media accounts too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
AI-powered social media management tools are a game changer.
I've heard of like Buffer and Hootsuite.
Yeah.
But I've always been a little intimidated by them.
I think they've come a long way in terms of usability.
Okay, good.
And they can save you so much time and effort.
So imagine like scheduling your social media posts across all your different platforms all in one place.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of constantly logging in and out of different accounts.
That sounds great.
Right.
That already saves me a ton of time.
And they can also analyze your audience's behavior and tell you the best times to post.
Oh, okay. So I'm not just posting randomly.
Right.
I'm actually using data.
Yeah.
To like strategize.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder.
I like that.
And some AI tools can even like recommend which types of content are performing best for you.
So I can tweak things.
Yes. Constantly tweak and improve your strategy.
This is amazing.
It's like having a social media strategist on call 24/7.
Seriously, 24/7?
Yes.
What about chatbots?
Ooh, yes, chatbots.
Okay, I've seen those little chat windows pop up on websites.
Right.
But I've never really understood how they work.
Yeah.
Or how they could actually be helpful.
They might seem simple, but they're actually incredibly powerful for customer service-led generation. And even guiding people through the buying process.
Really?
Yeah.
All that from like a little chat window?
I know, it's pretty impressive.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So AI-powered chatbots can be programmed to answer common questions about your products or services.
Okay.
They can collect contact information from potential customers
and
even offer personalized recommendations based on their preferences.
So it's like a virtual salesperson.
Exactly.
Working for me 24/7, even when I'm sleeping.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
And they can do it in a way that feels personalized and engaging, which is key to building that trust and turning those website visitors into loyal customers.
Okay, I'm convinced.
Yeah.
Chatbots are something I need to explore.
Yes.
But with all these different AI tools and all these options, where do I even start?
It's a great question, and it can feel overwhelming.
It does a little bit.
Yeah. So the key is to start small and focus on one tool at a time.
Okay.
Don't try to do everything at once.
Small steps.
Yes. So which tool you start with really depends on your specific goals.
Okay.
And what you're struggling with the most.
So if I'm like overwhelmed by email marketing.
Yeah.
An AI-powered email platform like MailChimp could be a good place to start.
Yes, exactly. And once you're comfortable with that one tool, then you can gradually add others to your marketing toolkit.
Okay.
So maybe explore social media management with Buffer or Hootsuite.
Okay.
Or try incorporating a chatbot on your website.
I like that gradual approach.
Yeah.
It feels a lot less daunting.
Exactly.
But how do I know if these tools are actually working?
That's where tracking and analytics come in.
Okay.
And thankfully, most AI tools have these built-in dashboards that make it super easy to monitor your progress.
So I could see like my open rates for my emails,
yes,
engagement on my social media posts,
yeah,
conversations happening through my chatbot.
Exactly. Okay. And you can use all that data to fine-tune your approach, see what's working, and make adjustments as needed.
So AI is not just like setting it and forgetting it.
Yeah.
I still need to pay attention.
It's about working with AI.
Okay.
Not just letting it do its own thing.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, this has been super insightful. I'm starting to see how AI can be a game changer.
It really can be.
For marketers at any level.
Yeah. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what's really cool is we're just scratching the surface.
Totally.
There are so many other ways AI can transform our marketing.
The possibilities are endless.
They really are.
Yeah.
I can't wait to learn more.
Me too. Yeah. Chapter 6 has given me so much to think about already.
You know, it's funny how at the beginning of this deep dive, we were both kind of like a little apprehensive about AI.
A little bit, yeah.
And now it feels like this incredible toolkit that can help us like achieve so much more.
It really is. And we've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Like there are so many ways that AI can empower us as marketers. And chapter 6 even touches on using AI to build a global marketing system.
Okay, so going global sounds super exciting.
Yes.
But also a little daunting.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how to reach people in my own city, let alone, you know, different countries and cultures.
I get it. It can feel overwhelming, but that's where AI can really shine.
Okay.
So think about one of the biggest hurdles to global marketing,
right?
Language barriers.
Yes.
We need to be able to communicate with people who speak different languages and have different cultural references.
That's a huge challenge.
It is.
Like it would take me forever to translate all my content into different languages.
Right.
And even then, I wouldn't be sure if it would actually resonate with people from different cultures.
Exactly. And that's where AI-powered translation tools come in. They've come a long way and can translate your website, content, product descriptions, marketing materials, pretty much anything you need.
Wow.
Quickly and accurately.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's not just about like direct translation, right? You have to make sure that the message actually makes sense and feels relevant to each audience.
Okay.
Like a joke that lands well in one country might totally fall flat in another.
You're absolutely right. And thankfully, AI can help with that too.
Okay, good.
So there are tools that go beyond just translating words. They actually adapt your content for different cultural contexts.
Okay.
So this is called localization.
Localization.
And it basically ensures that your message resonates with each specific audience, making it feel more personal and engaging.
So it's like having a team of international marketing experts.
Yes.
Working for you.
Exactly.
Making sure that your message is hitting the right notes in every corner of the world.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
It is.
So what else can AI help with when it comes to like global marketing?
Well, think about advertising.
All right.
Reaching a global audience with your ads can be tricky.
Yeah.
But AI can analyze data from different countries and help you target the right people with the right message at the right time.
So instead of just throwing my ads out there and hoping for the best, AI can actually help me pinpoint those who are most likely to be interested, even if they're on the other side of the world.
Exactly. AI can analyze demographics, interests, online behavior, all sorts of factors to help you get the most out of your advertising budget.
Okay.
And it doesn't stop there. AI can also help you optimize your ad spending, making sure you're not wasting money on campaigns that aren't performing well in certain regions.
So it's like having a financial advisor.
Yes.
For my marketing budget.
I like that analogy.
Making sure every dollar is working hard for me.
Yes. And another crucial aspect of global marketing is data analysis.
Okay.
We need to understand how our campaigns are performing in different countries and make adjustments based on that data.
Okay.
And you guessed AI can help us with that too.
Of course, it can. Honestly, it feels like AI is the answer to everything these days.
It really is a powerful tool.
But it's mind-blowing how it can take all this complex data from different countries and cultures
Yes.
and turn it into actionable insights.
It's incredible.
It really is.
And the best part is that AI is constantly evolving and getting smarter.
Right.
So what we're seeing today is really just the beginning.
Yeah, it's both exciting and a little bit intimidating
I agree.
to think about what the future holds for AI and marketing.
Definitely.
But I'm feeling very inspired by what we've learned today.
Me too. And I think that's the key takeaway from Chapter 6 and from our whole deep dive.
Yeah.
AI isn't something to be feared.
Right.
It's a tool to be embraced. It's about using this incredible technology to amplify our efforts, reach new heights, and achieve our marketing goals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
AI can help us work smarter, not harder, freeing up our time and energy to focus on what truly matters,
Yes.
building those connections, making a real impact.
Well said.
Well, this has been a fantastic deep dive,
It has.
and I hope everyone listening feels inspired to explore the world of AI and
Yes.
discover how it can transform their marketing efforts.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of The Deep Dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights and are excited to start experimenting with AI in your own marketing journey.
And until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep into the world of possibilities.